Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Topic Thunder. It's episode 245. It is Friday, July 10th. We are recording this on Wednesday. It will be out on the end of the week.
You need to intro yourself saying that I'm at the penthouse in Midtown OKC. You need to start doing that.
Why?
Yeah. It just sounds cool.
Just lied, everybody.
It's a half.
I'm on top the 87th floor of Devon Tower. Live with Sam Presti. No. But yeah, you've heard from Jerry Downtowns right there, and then you got Dylan the Thunder Chats. Two lovely gentlemen with me today to talk about a lot of basketball things. To start, guys, Shea got shoes.
Yo. Who was the last big player? Let's just talk about that real quick. Who was the last big player to be signed by Converse?
So,
like, I want to see if you guys remember.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes. Yeah,
but I was talking, I was curious about, like, just who is with Converse right now. I know Dwayne Wade was, but he's already retired. So I think it's Draymond and Kelly Oubre Jr.
Kelly Oubre, yep.
Yep.
Those are, like, the two biggest players, basically. And Kelly Oubre is not that big. So Sherry is arguably, at this point, the biggest guy that got.
Oh, he's the lead man all the way for Converse.
Yeah, he's the face, 100%.
Yeah.
And at one point, Draymond was, but he's kind of just falling off the face of the earth. He's trying to get back into the mainstream again.
Why would you want the donkey from Shrek to be the face of your franchise? Like, come on.
He was trying to get back in the news by saying LeBron is arguably the best player in the NBA, which is, like, the most obvious thing. Like, he is obviously arguably the best. The argument is whether he is the best. So that was a hilarious quote. But yeah, it's definitely Shea now. Shea is the up-and-comer.
Yep.
He's on the up. Raymond's on the down. And
Those shoes, though, that he put out, those were fire.
Those were nice.
Those were fire. Dylan, I know you got probably really excited in a bunch of different areas.
He's probably already got them somehow.
I just appreciate that no matter how, like, much farther his star grows, that he still pays homage to his roots in the bluegrass state, UK, hashtag BBM baby.
I'm glad that you call a guy playing there for, playing for a year in Kentucky, he has roots.
Yeah.
He does have roots. He has deep roots. His roots started on the bench, and then he made his way to a lottery pick.
No, I'm kidding. No, it's cool, though, that he had those shoes made, and the OKC was just all over him. That's the part that made me real excited.
See the ones that it wasn't the ones he showed, but it was like a low top pair of shoes that apparently he's wearing on the court. And I was like, I don't know about these. Those don't look very supportive. Well,
most of the shoes that he wears, like, he usually rocks Kobe Lowe's.
Yep.
So, like,
that's just,
I mean,
so weird. I don't like those.
Yeah, I mean, lots of players do. Like, there's hardly any signature shoes that aren't low tops. Like, KD's are lows, Giannis's lows, like, LeBron's are highs, because, like, he's like his ankle's the size like this big and not the size of like Giannis's ankles, but yeah, like James Harden's, all those are lows. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'd say it's fashion too. That's just what it has to do with. Also, the lows look way better than the high tops. We all know that.
I disagree with that.
Oh, man.
I like the high tops.
I think they too. There's less shoe.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? You're just cutting off part of the shoe. Give me the whole thing, dude.
I mean, I don't blame you guys for that, you know, feeling that way, but...
And also ankle support, if you're, like, an NBA basketball player. I'm always worried about that.
I'd say I was, like, thinking about and found a picture of, like, our team shoes that we had in high school, and those were most definitely all above the ankle. Like, and those were considered low back in the day. Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy how shoes have changed. And like you guys said, the players have just, they don't care about their ankles. They just want them to fall apart.
Yeah, no, like straight up, like anytime I used to hoop, I would roll my ankle like at least every other time I'd play ball. And then I switched to high top. The only knock on
difference.
Every piece of wood I can find, I haven't rolled my ankle since. And that's been like years.
Yeah.
Science proves it.
I'm sure Shea's got his situation figured out. He also is packing enough clothes to go last 2 to 3 months, which even that, that's all the
GOAT mindset, baby.
That is the GOAT mindset indeed.
Well, if you're not first, you're last, guys. And he's ready to shake and bake. Yeah, he's ready to shake and bake. And I think
that was a great quote. I love seeing that.
What do you expect any other player to say? Like, you put me in that situation.
We're not going to make it.
That's what I'm saying. You can be a pessimistic and be, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be here for about 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Screw this bubble. Can't wait to get out.
That's what I love about people's reactions to comments like that. So, like, this isn't basketball, but in the baseball world, somebody asked, so basically Mookie Betts of the Red Sox was offered, like, a deal that wasn't very high, and he turned it down because he wasn't worth this, and everyone agreed with that. And then somebody today asked him, do you regret not taking that low deal? And he was like, of course not. And then everybody spun that as like, oh, he doesn't want to play for his old team, blah blah blah. And it's like, no, what did you want him to say? Like, oh yes, I regret taking this low offer, like I wish I got paid less. Like, it's those quotes like that where it's like, of course they're going to say, in this case, in Shane's case, of course they're going to say that they want to win it all. That's their mindset going into it. Still, though, big quote.
He didn't have to go into that much detail. He could have just left it a blanket statement. Like, I'm believing that we're going to be able to do this, so I'm packing optimistically. But the way he said it was so much like, definitivity, if that's a word.
How about conviction, Dylan? Let's replace that word.
I like Dylan's word.
I enjoy it too. Definitivity. It hurts my brain to say it. But I mean, it's just like the press release that came out. Not the press release, but the article that came out with him signing with Converse says, like, you can't spell swag without SGA.
I love that.
That quote just oozes swag.
I love that.
Yeah. No, and that's what I think I love about this group, man. Like, I've been telling everybody, people have been asking me at work and stuff, pinging me on Microsoft Teams and stuff, the way real people work now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do you think? And I'm like, we're winning the whole thing. We're winning the whole dang thing. And when you have that swag like that, that's what makes teams different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You guys know I'm a homer, but what? I think I think we could get the COVID O'Brien. I think we can get it this year.
Wow.
Love it. Also, by the way, going back to the Shea thing, like, who asks, what reporter was like, hey, Shea, what are you bringing for clothes? Like, what a weird question to ask.
Well, he's like the drip king now. So
yeah, yes,
but like it's just
he's up weird, there.
It's just a weird question. I don't know. But yeah, I guess he is known for his fashion now. So.
He won like Slams like contest. I think it was Slams.
More than likely.
Yeah, they have like. I mean, it's like a whole thing. Like, yeah, he's like the fashion king this year. No, it was like at the end of the season this year, like based on like game day fits and stuff.
Gotcha.
He does look good. He's got a fashion sense, that's for sure.
So
it's like you were saying, though, like, I mean, we've heard it from Chris, Shay, Billy, Steve, and Gallo. Like, you know, they're not just going down there just to play basketball, fulfill obligations. Like, they're going down there with purpose. Yep. And it was a word that I was lacking when we recorded this podcast, and I said something else that didn't hit as – it hit as hard as I wanted it to, but – the consistency of those statements between those guys just makes me very excited.
So
Shay, obviously now with Converse, who do you guys think is the next guy they're going to snag? Because I think this is the first in many moves in Converse. And, you know, there's plenty of young talent out there still. Jay's obviously going to be the face.
No, I honestly don't think this is the year for it. I think that there's a lot of uncertainty in a lot of different markets and probably that market too. So I don't see anything just coming soon. So it's sort of hard for me to like peg somebody.
Yeah. You know? I was trying to think of somebody from Canada in this year's draft. That's like
Lou Dort.
No, well, no, like the upcoming draft. Yes. Lou Dort would be good.
famously on our team.
Yes. But I meant like, I meant the future, the next draft year.
God.
I do think it'll probably likely be like a rookie, because like, if you think about it, like all the, you know, second year players and even rookies this year, they don't have deals, but you know, a lot of them, like, this has been an underwhelming rookie class. Like, I'm pretty sure Zion and Jar are both Nike. Am I right in that?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah. So like, I mean, after that, I mean, you got like, Hero's not going to sign a shoe deal. RJ Barrett's not going to sign a shoe. RJ Barrett might have a shoe deal. I think he's.
I'm surprised he doesn't. Actually. Yeah, I feel like he should have a shoe deal. Yeah, I'm also surprised Tyler Hero doesn't. I feel like he'd be pretty decent.
He's got weird fashion, so hey, he
could definitely be does.
Converse. I mean,
he's a New Balance guy for sure.
Shade on Baisley.
Yeah, hashtag. Shout out to Baisley for just completely giving it away that it's not New Balance.
Yeah, it's but so funny. But yeah, I think I think it'll definitely be an upcoming rookie. I think
RJ Barrett is with Puma. I didn't know.
That's what I thought. I said that. Okay. I think James Wiseman, I think he might be a Puma guy.
Yeah. What about like Imani Bates?
Like, see, that's on down the line.
So. I know it's another year out, but I'm like, I feel like that guy just feels like a guy who would go in the same category as Shea as far as the studio. So
I'll tell you, somebody that might go Converse is LaMelo Ball, considering Big Baller Brand's not really a thing anymore.
Definitely not
possible.
And well, I could see him going with Nike though, just because the brother connection.
Yeah, because Lonzo is Nike.
Yeah.
Is he now? Did he sign
him? Yeah. Yep. They seem like
a Nike family.
Yeah. The Big Baller Brand pretty much was like a done deal after he did that. I remember watching the, what was that show called? Ball in the Family.
Ball in the Family.
Yes, yeah.
Show.
I just watched it too.
Yeah. And him talking about, you know, I want to be my own man now, da 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 da, and putting it on Instagram and stuff. So, man. I don't know. That's so weird, Converse, though. Like, I can't believe that's who we're talking about right now.
I haven't bought a pair of Converse in probably, I want to say, 20 years. Maybe 15. Yeah.
And, you know, you think about, like, the old school days, like, before Michael,
classic
changed
Converse.
The game of Nike, like, you know, yeah. Converse was the basketball shoe.
Yep.
And, yeah, that was actually in the documentary. I remember that.
Yeah, and they even kind of made a splash, like we was talking about with Dwayne Wade, like, that was Wade's first signature shoe. And, like, for all intents and purposes, it was a popular shoe.
I almost got them out of the East Bay magazine.
I did, too. Yeah, East Bay, absolutely, man. But, no, like, and Wade, like, he did. Like, he signed 3 different shoe deals. He was Converse, Jordan, and, you know, the Li Ning brand, which is the one he's still with today. But, like, Converse, they were a thing. They've had success in being, like, a – big basketball shoe brand.
Maybe they come back on Nike with Shea, and Shea's the next Jordan. And
yeah, they just do an old 360 switcheroo.
Yes.
That's the thing a lot of people's pointed out to me too. Like, Nike owns Converse. And so, like, we've seen how much Shea loves Kobe's and how much Shea loves Jordan's. So, to my knowledge, he'll still be able to rock those, like, and not breach contract. So, like, not like on the floor. Like, obviously, they'll probably want him wearing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All pro, reverse, BB, whatever it was called, on the court. But as far as like game day fits, like, he could still rock the hashtag whole lot of coats.
Yep.
I just hope Converse gets a little more pizzazz in their shoe styles, because I feel like they just have a lot of white on their shoes and not enough color. I'm like, I need more on their shoes. I want to buy it.
So, are you the guy that bought those purple KDs? The purple green weird ones?
I mean, I have.
Like, is that too much for you?
I definitely have some white, like, Jordans, but I just feel like it's too much. Like, there's not enough color. Like, I want a nice, like, quarter of the shoe to have some color on, at least. But I just, I feel like Converse is like a 10%, it's like 90% white. It's just pretty
mad. See, I'm a sucker for white shoes.
I used to rock neutrals a lot just because they match everything. But This last pair, man, I just said frick it, and I got those confetti ones from Russell Westbrook. I went completely opposite end of the spectrum.
Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to see what they come up with, though, and I'll probably buy it either way because, you know, it's a boy. It's a boy. So the other news prior to today that was probably going to be the headliner that didn't happen was Dort's quote. Very confidently saying in his media interview a few days ago that Dre is ready to go. I feel like we're just beating a dead horse at this point with the amount of Roberson talk we're doing.
But I said it right the first time.
I forgot, so I just said that. And I don't know, like, good, I guess. Pretty good. Good to know.
I am over the moon about this, personally. Like, I'm so freaking amped up about this. And it's not so much the fact that, like, I want him to come in and start. It's just having that mouthpiece and that IQ and maybe bumping Ferg down the line a little bit in crunch time or, you know, second halves of games. So Dre can come in and, you know, do some damage with that second unit, because that second unit can score. I'm not worried about that anymore, especially with how we stagger. And it's, I don't know. I'm so ready to see this guy back on the court, and it's just mostly for his IQ and just seeing him there, because he deserves to have some success, man. He's been through with us for some bull crap, you know, and then this terrible injury too. So it'll just be great to see him out on the floor again.
Yeah, it was you know, he kind of gave us the runaround at media day saying he's full go. And then, of course, after the season let out, he went on that podcast and was like, oh, you know, sucks the season was over. I was getting ready to come back in the G League. It was like, it was kind of like, oh, you're lucky my friend was holding me back. I was going to kick
you. Yeah, that's the vibe I got. Yeah.
but to hear it come from somebody else's mouth besides him, yeah, I think that's the huge difference. And, you know, we've heard Billy talk about, like, we got to see how he does 5-on-5. And if Lou's saying he's ready, he's good to go. Like, I mean, I don't think Lou's just the type to say something. Like, I believe he's ready. He's good to go.
Little barbershop talk I heard was –
uh-oh.
Yeah.
In an actual barbershop?
In an actual barbershop.
Wow. Scissor hands?
No, I would not – even talk to that guy. That's such a weird movie.
No, that, you know who he's talking about?
The OKC barber.
The OKC guy. He did like Russell Westbrook's hair.
Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, sorry. No, that's the guy from Norman. I'm sorry.
Edward,
I thought you were talking about Edward.
Scissorhands.
Yeah. It's like Johnny Depp played some weird roles, but that definitely takes the cake.
He wasn't even the barber. Sweeney Todd was the barber.
Oh my gosh! No, but he cut hair at the end, and after he did the landscaping.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, barbershop talk. All right.
Yes.
Is that there was that is 100% true, that he is actually ready to go, and it's a legit deal, and we should see him in Orlando suited up. Not there, I guess, because it was sort of weird, you know, whenever I was saying earlier, just having him on that sideline and on that bench. I wish that we could have had him around a lot more. I think that we'd be a lot farther off, especially with some of the young guys.
Yeah, that's your barber talk.
Yep, 100%.
Segment. Yeah, just go to barbershops on a regular basis. So yeah, we've talked a lot about Dre the last couple of pods, so we'll move on. In that interview, the media interview, actually, Dort also said he was going to have something either French or Creole on his back name, since players are now allowed to do that, as we mentioned in the last podcast. I assume it's going to be something from the list of names, but it's just going to be a different language. So that's pretty cool. But
Chris Paul.
Yeah, I was going to say Chris Paul is – Gary Bean, that you freaking punched you. Chris Paul is going to be saying quality on the back of the shirt. Which is a pretty nice move. One thing, it was pretty expected, right? Like, Chris Paul's been pretty vocal about this on social media. And so you expected something like this from him.
So. Yeah, it was pretty annoying to see Mark Spears break the news with the Clippers gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Like, he hasn't been on that team in like 5 years.
That's just Mark Spears being Mark Spears.
Could have done Rockets. That would be a little bit better.
Jeez.
I was trying to find a better GIF, and I typed in Chris Paul Thunder, and there's a GIF about like just like one like flick of a scroll down on the page
one flick.
Of Chris Paul just shoving Dennis in the back as hard as he can. And I was like, that's awesome. Probably not good for this tweet, but future reference.
Yeah, that's a good meme template. Yeah, Chris Paul. The one thing I think is funny about, like, they're not going to do this, but it's funny to think about how if it's a player that, let's say, the announcers don't recognize immediately. So, like, I don't know. Like, if no someone from the Trailblazers announcing staff doesn't know who Diallo is immediately and just sees the back of his shirt as something, they'll just call him that. And it's very funny thinking about like personal foul on equality. And it's just like, yep, that's racism right there for you.
Oh, man. Now, I think that's really, really good, though, because the platform that this is going to put this on is like people that maybe in the middle of the fence are or on the wrong side of the fence, in my opinion, with this whole, you know, situation going on in our world. That it'll put this on the right platform to say, hey, we all believe in this too. And if you like the NBA, then you should believe the same things that we believe, because you should.
I think the general NBA community is pretty, like, the demographic is pretty on brand with that message. So I don't think it's going to be like a huge.
That's going to be the distance. Only sports. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So if the NBA can beat MLB, which I don't know, I think MLB is going to be back like basically around the same time.
Not if they keep hitting dingers off each other's heads.
Yeah, that was crazy. Shout out Tanaka. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be one of two sports at least. So even people, like, I think the football community in particular, that's a group that traditionally is like, I'm not trying to stereotype, but like a lot of them are like, this is America, my America type thing. And so you need those, if you get those people watching the NBA and, you know, having this message come across, especially now with the protests kind of dying down a little bit. I mean, they're still out there, but it's not like national news every single night type of thing. It'll kind of have a little bit of resurgence for those messages. So I definitely think it's a good thing all around. Can't really say anything else about it.
Love it. Thank you, NBA.
Love it. Thunder arrived in Orlando today, which is Wednesday. We're recording this. So that's good. Their meals suck, apparently.
Yeah, the meals suck. And I saw, like, what was funny is the tweet that they put out, that the Thunder put out with them all getting on the plane, like pretty much every single one of them had a crap ton of food in their hand, it seemed like. So it's like, I'm going to get a good meal. Yeah, he had like 14 bags in his hands.
He had two very large bags of what I could only read as like, it said eggs on the side.
It's Good Egg Dining. So it's like a restaurant group here in the city.
Yeah, it was a lot of food.
Yeah, they own like the Drake, Barrias. There's a bunch of like fancy pants restaurants that they own. And he was like, I'm going to eat a good meal before I go to hospital food. Because that's not even airplane food. Like, airplane food can get a little fancy sometimes. That is hospital food, like right above the tier of Jell-O.
They did say that after 48 hours after your like second positive test or whatever, or 48 negative. Hours after your arrival, I think is what it was, you don't have to eat that anymore.
What do you get? So what's happening then? Is like the team chefs and stuff coming or what?
I assume. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think it's so funny that people just assume that box of like one piece of fried chicken and a salad is all they're going to get for the entire quarantine. But it's like, no, that's just what they get right now. And then,
What killed me was that little card that they put, you know, with the meal.
That was hilarious.
They torched that freaking meal up. You know what I mean? They're like arugula, you know, with fairy dust and leprechaun turds. It's going to be so, so good. And I was like reading the whole thing. And then you look at the picture and you're like, where is this at? Because I don't see anything that you're describing right now.
I love me some leprechaun turds.
Yeah. ESPN sent Malika Andrews on down there. She's been down there for like a week or something, but she was on the Hoop Collective pod a couple of days ago with Royce and Brian Windhorst. And she was saying they basically send like 5 to 6 entrees each meal just to eliminate the amount of like sifting through the food, just so like they don't give you choices, they just give it all to you and you can eat whatever you want of it.
Makes sense.
So she was like, wasteful, absolutely. Sanitary, absolutely.
I guess if you're choosing one or the other, that would go safe. Yeah, I mean, eventually, like within a few days, they're going to be on their normal diets. It's fine. Everybody calm down. It was so funny. Like, NBA Twitter was so mad about this. And I was just watching all of this thinking, we need basketball so bad. Because we're now talking about the food that they're going to get temporarily in Orlando. And it's just a ridiculous conversation. We just need basketball back.
Yeah, they're talking about food gay and Rockets fan drags like food Thunder cake. Fans hate Russ. Like, come on, people just bored.
Yeah,
we're bored. It's been known for many, many months. So yeah, everything they're back in Orlando. In Orlando, I should say. No positive tests as of yet. Good signs all around. And we'll see. The one thing I don't like about recording a pod a couple of days before is that I really am worried somebody's going to test positive for COVID between now and Friday, and we're going to be like, no positive test, guys. This is the Friday pod, and then we're going to have that on our face.
Yeah. Well, I think you've sprayed Scotch Guard on your face, and that egg will slide off because you just protected yourself.
All right. All right, boys. It's time for the Friday segment that I just installed because I wanted a segment. It's the Shay or Nay segment, second rendition of this segment. Didn't watch last week's Friday pod. We do a segment where we have a Shay, which is a good thing. Of course, we love Shay, and a Nay, which is a bad thing.
We love Shay. We're not real sure about you right now, but
yeah.
We were talking before the podcast. I put it on my top 30 of all NBA players this year. I think that's enough for you.
How is Donovan Mitchell? I rest my case.
He's 27. He's just above him. And I will stand by that for this year until whenever. But Jay is good. He's top 30. I don't know what the hay is about. Sad to see. All right. I can go first if you guys don't have any yet, but
go ahead.
All right. So my Shay and Nay of the week. My Shay of the week is Patty Mills. So Patty Mills, if you just didn't see on Twitter, he is going to Orlando. And he is going to Orlando with a purpose. He's going to make just over $1 million in the rest of his contract to end the season. And all of it, every single penny, he actually listed out exactly how much money he's going to make. And he said every penny of that is going to the Black Lives Matter Foundation. But he is going to Orlando not just because he wants to compete, but because he wants to have some type of purpose to all of this racial and civil conflict going on. And to me, that was awesome. Just a huge move by Patty Mills all around.
It's terrible that an Australian has to show Americans how to American.
America 101.
Dwight Howard's doing the same thing. He's not donating it straight to Black Lives Matter. He's donating it to, I think it's his own organization. I think it's called Help Me Breathe Again or something like that. But honestly, I could see this becoming kind of like a trend.
Yep. Yeah, waterfall.
especially amongst like the bigger guys who like this doesn't really do much for their bank accounts.
Like, right, yeah, like Chris Paul, like what is he gonna do with an extra like couple million dollars? I don't know. I mean, that's not, that's a little unfair to put that on them, but like, yeah, I hope it is something that will, yeah, my shave of the week, Patty Mills. My nay of the week is all of the big men in the Western Conference that aren't Houston Rockets, because guys, the Rockets have signed Mbah Amut.
Bless you.
Remember that guy?
Did you just sneeze?
Luke?
Mbah Amut.
Oh, okay. I thought you just made up somebody completely.
Mbappe.
I think you turned into a goat. I don't understand what's going on right now.
Mbah Amut is signing again with the Houston Rockets. And they finally have a big man, guys. They're back. They've got him.
Do we consider Luke Ricardo Mbah Amut a big man? I think he's more of a wing.
They're going to put him at, I guarantee you they'll put them at the five.
I
mean, listen, they have P.J. Tucker at the five, so I'm right, not saying you're
exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly. P.J. Tucker is a wing. But Mbah Amute.
Just stop.
It's going to be the five man for the Houston Rockets, and all the Western Conference big men, Steven Adams, Rudy Gay, watch out. Mbah Amute.
Gosh dang it.
And that's my day of the week. All the Western Conference teams.
That's worse than Schroeder and Roberson.
So I'll go next. My Shay of the week is just how awesome the Thunder social media has been, especially throughout the whole just situation, you know, the COVID situation and the racial inequality situation and the protest. And then even today, the coolest thing ever happened. Nina made Instagram. Thanks to the wife, and then I made it too. Yeah, I made it too with the picture before Nina came. I did try to send them the old, you know, the dad.
Yes,
fist pump that I have.
We all know.
I cannot wait for this.
From the nipples.
Yes, I cannot wait for this thing to be back. I cannot wait to use this thing. But I tried to send them that, and they didn't do it. But they did take a picture of my wife pregnant, miserable as hell. And then 5 days later, Nina came. My nay of the week is that Jamal Crawford is a Brooklyn Net. Ooh. And
I wonder where the reason, that.
Yeah, because I wanted him in a weird, stupid way. I wanted him just as a veteran guy that can get us buckets whenever. And it's obviously not going to happen. So, boo.
Yeah,
well, to be fair, the Nets had like seven people going to the Orlando bubble, so they needed somebody.
I'm glad it was that. Jamal.
Yeah, I'm excited for Jamal to play.
That's something we hadn't talked about, though. Isaiah Roby is not making the trip down because he's having a procedure done.
So is that your name?
No. I was just saying, like, we hadn't talked about it. I mean, it's worth mentioning at least.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that every single Thunder news media copy and pasted the exact same message?
I saw your tweet. You said you were easily me.
I thought that was so funny. So every single person, like, it was like Daily Thunder, Andrew Schlex, Thunder Digest, like all of them said, this is verbatim, the exact same tweet, word for word. For the Thunder, Isaiah Roby had a minor procedure on his right plantar fascia during the hiatus, which has been rehabbing in OKC. It will not be a part of the traveling party to Orlando today as he will continue his rehab period. They all did the exact same tweet, and it was very funny.
Copy pasta, man. Got to do it.
I just wanted one of them to add a little flair.
What kind of flair can you add to Isaiah Roby?
Isaiah Roby trips on his bathroom floor rug.
The ex-Dallas Maverick that we've never seen in a Thunder jersey.
Yeah,
that's not entirely true. He's played for the Thunder. There was a picture of him playing. I think he played against the Spurs or something like that.
That was being facetious.
Moment of
okay.
Moment of silence for Isaiah Roby, everybody.
And that plantar fascia.
Plantar fascia.
It is worth noting that they elected not to sign somebody like a Jamal Crawford and Amon Shumpert, somebody like that, just a veteran that, you know, could be an extra body that you're allowed to bring down on your trip. They're just rolling with 16 instead of the 17 allotted. So how's that work? Can they sign somebody and they like quarantine for 14 days or something like that, and then they come down, or what?
I guess. I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, there's a date on it, I thought, and I don't remember it off the top of my head.
It probably is, right? I just haven't
yeah, but it. There was a date on, like, you know, telling your team if you're going to be there or not, but, like, if you get down there and you change your mind, like, you can definitely leave.
Well, yeah.
That'd be so funny. It's like, all right, I'm out, guys. See you.
Yeah. I thought the park was open. I can't do this.
Yeah. Wait.
Mickey Mouse isn't in my room every day?
Where's Goofy?
I'm out of here.
Where the hell's Goofy?
I don't want to talk about Goofy because we got that goofy ass thing on our logo from Disney.
That was my name for the last week.
Bastards.
All right. So my Shay and A, here we go. My Shay of the week is I finally, after 5 months of waiting, I got my tax refund.
Yes.
Yes.
Dylan's got money.
Yes. Oh.
That's a long awaited conflict on this podcast.
I've complained on here, I've complained on Twitter, I have tweeted at the IRS very strongly opinionated things, and I finally got it in, so I'm ecstatic.
Hell yeah, dog.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. I'm glad you guys you haven't been able to do crap anyway, but I'm just glad you guys can.
Yeah, I got the option to do it.
Yeah, you guys got a little thing to fall back on the rest of the year.
It's going to help come baby time.
Yes. Because this one, hey, I'll trade you. I'll take a newborn again for like a 9-month-old. They don't eat as much. They don't poop as much. They don't pee as much. They don't do a lot as much. No? Okay, I tried.
He was thinking about it. He ran it by Chelsea, and Chelsea was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, but my nay of the week was actually going to be the Brooklyn Nets, just because, like, they're just dropping like flies, man. I mean, you already had Kevin Durant not playing, Kyrie opted out, DeAndre Jordan, Spencer Dinwiddie, Torian Prince all got corona, Wilson Chandler's not wanting to play.
Who is their starting five going to be?
Caris LeVert.
It has to be Jamal, right?
Jarrett Allen. I don't know if he'll be in there or not. I'm trying to think.
He probably will be, actually, because there's not enough
guards.
But you'll definitely have LeVert, Harris, and Allen in there after that.
Right, Allen's
a crapshoot.
God, that's going to be a really slow lineup.
What about that Currix guy? Doesn't he play there?
Still? Oh, yeah. Yes. He's a pretty good shooter. Yeah.
He'll probably end up starting. And then they still have, after they sign Crawford, they still have 3 substitute player spots that they can fill in. So,
jeez.
They can still get Shumpert. I think he's still available.
Isaiah Thomas.
Wait, is he? He was with the Wizards.
He was on the Wizards. I don't think he's on
there anymore. Did they release
him? I think so.
The Nets remind me of, like, that T-ball team growing up that all got chicken pox at the same time and could have to forfeit the game. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They couldn't show up and had to forfeit.
They're going to have like 4 people on the court and be like, I guess this works.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about how Kevin Durant's contract is made up and how pretty much if they make the playoffs that he gets a cool million for literally
doing
nothing?
Yeah.
Love it. It's ridiculous.
Love it.
Hey, okay. per Rachel DeMita's Instagram, Dre is officially going to Orlando. So.
Told ya, barbershop talk.
You heard it here first, folks. Heard it here first. All right. Well, that was our Shay and the end of the week. We'll be back Monday for another podcast. But in the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NPC Topic Thunder. We're on Dash Radio on Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central. And yeah. That's about it. You guys have any final words before we head out?
Everybody, including Jerry, needs to watch Hamilton.
Yeah, so we're doing a Hamilton review once we get some more people that have seen her on. We were supposed to have Steve on the pod today, but he had to hop off at the last minute. So next pod, hopefully we'll do a Hamilton review, because I'm excited to do that.
Question, is this on Disney Plus?
It is on Disney Plus. If you need a login, I got you.
All right, it's so, getting everybody apparently.
Yeah, okay.
Nolan, I got Tyranny. I got you.
All right, so and this is a really full good. On musical, correct?
It's a solid 3 hours. So just
it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Yes, but yeah. it has hip hop, it has R&B, it has jazz, has a.
Oh yeah, I did not expect the jazz. I did not expect the jazz part.
Don't start the review yet, because this is coming from a guy that, and I've seen you guys talking about in the group chat, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, it was so great. Da, 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 da.
Oh yeah, we don't want to hype it up too much. It is good.
No. But what I'm saying is, I don't give a crap about musicals at all.
I don't either.
That's what everyone says. And then they watch this, they're like, it's dope.
Okay.
It's so unique.
It's not like a musical, like Les Miserables is a musical. Like it is mostly rap.
Yeah, over my head already there.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never seen one iota of it, because I just stay away from that stuff. Like the Grey's Anatomy's episodes, whenever they start trying to like sing through them, I'm like, yeah, skip this one. I can't watch this, dude. Let's keep it moving.
All right, doing well, keep it moving.
Well, hopefully you can watch it at some point, because it is good, and we'll all get together and do a review. It's the homework of our listeners to watch it soon, so we can do some spoilers without spoiling it for people who haven't watched it.
And I'll be selling Dylan's login for $1 a piece. I take PayPal and Cash App.
DM Jerry. I want to get like 15 users on there.
We're just DM Jerry. DM Jerry for Disney Plus login.
I didn't say it was going to work. I did not say it was going to work.
I still have Jerry's login for his Cox subscription.
Dylan's going to do another sell of his own.
Man, oh, man. On the really
MVP. We're
going to
have a login turf war going on here.
That would be $5, because that's much more content.
Many more channels. And
yes. Mucho. Right, I love
boys.
It.
Well, don't forget to wash your hands for the coronavirus. And as always, don't forget to keep in the can. As always,
thunder up!
Without the outro music.
Boom! Got it.
He's like, yeah, piss off, mates. I'm done.
Oh, man.
Dude, I am so ready for this, though. Like, as it gets closer, whenever they left on the plane today, my basketball depression went away. Like, finally.
Yeah, I didn't realize today was the day, and I saw Gallo's post about them shoving stuff up his nose. And I was like, oh.
I didn't know it was today either. Yeah, my wife, Andrea, was like, yo, it's today. And I was like, no, it's not. You know, before they tweeted it out. I was like, no, it's not. It's like in a week, I thought. No, the week is here already. So,
yeah.
No, I'm amped, dude. I cannot wait for this so much. Cannot wait.
Yeah, I love that, you know, Shea said that he's been on the court every day, like, since, you know, all this happened.
Yeah.
He said that, like, the whole time he's been, like, integrating himself into those Converse shoes. So I feel like we're in for a next level Shea.
Dude, this kid is good. I honestly think he's gonna be able to show out way more than what people are expecting to, you know, especially during this little series, because the dude just likes to hoop, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He just wants to hoop, and I was watching highlights the other day, and it's kind of crazy, like, how much space this dude creates and the way he can contort his body to get to the spot that he wants. Mm-hmm. And if he's in shape, they better watch out if he's in shape, because I honestly don't think a lot of other teams are going to be that well in shape. I just don't see it.
Man, his finishing is really
Shea.
Ridiculous. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he gets around you, it's a wrap. It's just a wrap. And then that step back, please tell me that step back jumper is wet. If that thing is,
heck yes.
If that thing's wet, it's a wrap Like, I cannot wait for next year already, because we have, for what, one more year after this?
It's 1 year, and then it's restricted free agent.
Oh, restricted.
Yeah. That's how they, well, I think that's how
the rookie deal, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
he's extension eligible next year, though, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you get a year before you can.
Yeah, I assume they're going to offer him something.
Oh, man. Gosh, that's going to suck. I'm really wondering, like, how much all of this, and you see what they're talking about next season already. Like, no fans again, you know, like playing in the home arenas. Yeah. And, you know, losing as much revenue as they're talking about, like, it may not be a good thing, you know.
Well, honestly, like, it benefits, you know, teams that have these players because they have their bird rights. Like, you know, everybody's talking about Giannis leaving and joining the Heat or something like that.
No.
Like, he's going to make way more money playing with the Bucks because they have his bird rights.
But we did say that about KD, too.
Yeah, KD's just weird, though, man.
I don't think anybody is like KD in the entire universe.
No, that's
straight up.
You guys are correct about that.
It's just so funny we had that guy on our team. All people. God.
They was talking about on the Bill Simmons pod. He had Shams on there today, and Bill Simmons brought up that he's heard people talk about they're gonna have like a reverse amnesty clause next year, where basically you get to pick one player on your team where their salary doesn't count against your cap, to like make up for everything so people can keep their players.
Yeah, but at the same time, how are owners going to be able to do that whenever the revenue stream from the arena and tickets and all that stuff isn't coming? Like, I get that, and that's a great idea, but if you can't pay them, you know what I'm saying? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg here, you know? And we've seen owners, I mean, don't give Tillman Fertitta that choice. Shit, that whole team will be gone. You know what I mean? Like, he can't pay that team.
That's all right with us, man.
And then if you give homeboy Steve Ballmer that choice, Jesus Christ, he's going to make the dream team all over again out there just because he can just drop it on everybody or get, you know, one really good person and be like, yo, come hang out with this guy.
It would be nice that Chris Paul could fall into that category. We just don't have to worry about that huge chunk of salary.
God. Well, no, I think we'd have to. There's no choice there.
Yeah, but we're still like we're going to be more over the cap next year than we are this year, which was weird. I looked at Spotrac and
– no, we shouldn't be.
Well, like, I know that, but, like, well, I guess it still has the cap holds on there, so, like, Galloway will be taken off.
I'd say there's a lot of dead money.
Dre is gone though, right? He's not.
His is done after this year.
His is done, but I don't.
How are we higher then?
I don't know. I mean, we have like
it's like $10 million off the books.
Let me pull it up again here, real quick, Wolf.
I'm going through the young guys right now because they're the only ones I know. Deontay gets a little bit of a pay increase.
I think Nader's done too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he is. He is. He only had a 2 year with us.
Son of a gun.
Muscala 1 year.
Yeah, but he's on two. It's a two, like four or something like that, I think. No, it's only a one.
Is it a one?
Muscala's a one. It's like a $2 million deal. It's peanuts.
All right, so this year we have, let's see here. So we have $133 million in total salary and the cap's $109 million. So we're $24 million over.
Next Kyle Singler year. Falls off.
No, Kyle Singler's on there for decades, dude. He is on. I checked the other day.
Kyle Singler and Patrick Patterson are on there next year, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, fucking. I forget. That.
Oh, no. Andrew Schlecht, I think, was like, there's only three teams left since, what was it? I think it was the KD departure to Golden State or something like that. There was only three players left from that team. And I replied to him. I was like, technically four, because Kyle Singler is still on the payroll.
Still on the books, yep. He counts.
He counts.
All right, so it'll be about the same, because it's $56 million over right now. But Gallo has a $33 million cap hold, and Dre has $16 million.
Yep.
And so like, even if they come back, like, I don't know. I mean, we'll still be over the cap is what it's looking like, unless we ship one of those guys.
No, the deals next year are going to be very I bet every deal that's signed this offseason upcoming will be a 1-year deal from everybody. Yeah, I can almost guarantee it in the league, because
that's how it is for every sport. Like even MLB, they're going to do one year.
Yeah, because right now it'd be stupid, you know, for them to lock in long term on something and get the Scottie Pippen treatment.
It makes perfect sense.
So I don't know. I think that there'll be a little bit more workability through some of these guys.
That's kind of interesting too, because then you could think of like the Miami Heats of the NBA, or like trying to go for it, that just do all these 1-year deals. They're like, all right, we're just going to build the best team we possibly can and go for it. If we don't, all right, they're all 1-year deals. Just try again.
Yeah, but at the same time, you don't have like a great free agent class next year anyway. It's like Gallo's like a top 5 free agent.
I know Gordon is up there. AD is up there.
We all know where these guys are going, though.
Well, we did. I don't know if it changes.
Anthony Davis isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I do think he's with the Lakers, but I mean, you never know.
He ain't moving.
Is Cat on there?
No. Or did he just sign an extension?
Yeah, he just signed one. Yeah, right before everything, or right before the.
I remember looking at this list, and I remember seeing a few guys.
No, it's D'Angelo Russell.
D'Lo just signed, right?
No.
He did a sign and trade. Oh, no, that was KD. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like Gordon Hayward, Paul Millsap, DeRozan, Otto Porter, Anthony Davis, Millsap. Andre Drummond. Drummond's already said he's opting in, though.
Yeah, Drummond's going to definitely opt in.
He's about to get paid.
Whiteside, Batum, Gasol, Ibaka, Gallo, Jeff Teague. I mean, yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah, it just goes down after.
D'Angelo Russell's not in there?
No.
Must be another year then. Okay.
Player option, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, if AD doesn't go to LA, it makes things interesting. But, yeah, he's probably going to go to LA.
The only other team he would go to is Chicago. That's it.
I actually kind of want him to go to Chicago. I think that'd be fun.
I just don't see it.
I mean, probably
if he does, we can get marketing for cheap.
Right, exactly. Like, that kind of helps us too. But also, I just don't want to see the Lakers do. I just don't like them winning. It's just annoying.
I like them more than the Clippers.
I guess, yeah, right now I do.
If you give me 3 choices to like either one of those teams or screw a rusty box of nails, I'm taking the nails.
Oh, man.